Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Welcome to the Sideline View for this Easter Saturday. Really appreciate your time. The latest with the juniors, obviously they had that event up in Brisbane and guess it's been called off due to the pandemic.
Yeah, it's caused a bit of a problem. Yeah, there's some of them already up there, or not the juniors, but the masters. Like it was for all Australian juniors under 15s and under 17s, and it's for masters, so people over 30. And quite a lot had already gone. The juniors were scheduled to leave tomorrow, but that's been postponed now. So, yeah, it's a shame for them, though, because a lot of these kids had their titles, which is what these are, called off last December. So they've had two cancellations now. And my biggest concern is some of those kids are going to grow out of their age group by the time it's actually held. So whether they change the rules to allow you to be 17 in 2 months or something, I'm not sure how it's all going to work.
Do you know if that's in the talks at the moment with that?
No, I really don't. No. I'll have to find out. But I feel for the kids, though, because they've had to peak now for December and they've had to peak now for this title and they're not going, you know. So it's a bit shattering to little kids because that's the big thing in their life, becoming a national champion.
Yep.
Anyway, life will go on. They'll be stronger when the titles are eventually held.
Yeah, it is disappointing because they're trained for, you know, these particular events. You said they're December. You know, they've all worked up, ready to go, and then it gets cancelled. Then they've worked up for this one. It's been cancelled. So you can probably even understand the frustration from a kid's perspective. They're almost ready to throw in the towel, I guess, you know, from one way or another. But I know they won't, but you could fully understand if they do.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure. I hope they don't. But it's a financial cost too. Like those kids have been going to Melbourne every week, every Sunday, for weeks and weeks and weeks, twice. Like we're talking, you know, two months at least in blocks. And their parents have taken to Melbourne to, you know, what's called state training, as well as that they've been training hard up at Bendigo and racing every, you know, Thursday night training, Sundays at Bendigo.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been doubling up. They're training Bendigo and Melbourne. So, yeah, so they've been putting in. Yeah, I feel for them. But anyway.
Alyssa McCaig, if I mention that name, I could instantly think of just cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching with gold medals.
Alyssa McCaig, yeah, 4 gold medals, Daniel. Amazing. And 3 national records. You know, it's really, if you didn't know what Bendigo was as a cycling power nation, you'd know by now by that young lady. Like, Bendigo riders got 5 gold medals at the national titles. Patrick Eddy won a gold, but Alyssa won 4, and as well as at the national records. But the amazing thing about her is every time she seems to go in an event, she sets a new record. So I find that amazing.
A name to look out for sure, or is already. And just finally, Noel, you can pronounce this one. You sent me a message during the week about it, but you can pronounce it, the Giro, and that's all I got.
I might get it wrong too. It's a Giro della Donna. It was a gravel race, which means they're like road bikes with wider tyres, and they ride them on the dirt. And Peter Mullins, our multinational champion, she came second in it. And a young girl from Gisborne, I think she rides in Bendigo every week, Justine Barrow, won it. But Olivia Sens, the youngster, got 8th. So 135 kilometres on a dirt road. Daniel, imagine that.
Oh, I couldn't even do that in a car, let alone a bike.
But Daniel, they're averaging like 30-something k an hour on gravel. Like, it's pretty quick. It's not as if they're doing 10.
No.
Well, they're hammering, and you begin to think it must be loose gravel and ruts and everything. So good on them, I reckon.
Hey, mate, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and enjoy your Easter.
Happy Easter to you too, Daniel. Thank you very much.